Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much for stopping by my Facebook, my Twitter feed, and stopping right here on Blog Talk Radio on the Stars of Heaven Network. What a blessing it is to be here with you on this rainy Tuesday. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm excited to just drop by and drop His word to His holy places. And I tell you, I was going to do this on my Facebook and Twitter feed, as I often do. But on Terrific Tuesday, I want to bring the word today here from the Stars of Heaven Network. And I hope that your star is shining bright. I hope your light is shining. Yes, 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 yes. For the Word of God says, let your light so shine that men may see your good works, and may glorify the Father which is in heaven. And I'm so excited to share this word of the day with you. Hallelujah. It speaks of our provision. Glory be to God. Our provision, because I tell you, we all are believing God for the more and the greater. And I tell you, the purpose of God's promises is for they will come to pass. Amen. And I tell you, as I often share with you, I so declare love. I declare it in the earth realm, in the heavens, in my life. And one thing Jesus said, the Lord said, in teaching us the way to heaven, amen, and showing us how to live and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, he spoke about love, because he is love, and he gave his life a ransom because of love. And he said that St. John said, how can you love me? How can you love me who you have not seen, but hate your brother that you see every day? He said, the lie and the truth ain't in you. Amen. And so we say we love God, and we hate our brother who we have not even seen, don't even know. He said, you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. And I tell you, it's by the truth that we are set free. It's by the truth, hallelujah, that we manifest his glory, his righteousness. Amen. So I just wanted to share that scripture with you. And I tell you, I'm excited about this word of the day, and I only put it on for 15 minutes, so I have to keep myself time. Excuse me, keep myself time this morning. And I was really excited as I was praying about provision, and Lord was sharing with me about how he wanted me to come and just encourage you in the way of the Lord, that what you have he can use. What you have, we can use. Many people are trying to get to the greater and try to get to the bigger, and they want the manifestation of the thing that they know that God has for them, that thing that God gave them a glimpse of. But he said, if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. Amen. And that's why he gave me the scripture, little that a righteous man has is better than great revenues of the wicked. So don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise what God has given you. I am a witness. Hallelujah. I am a witness that what you give God, he can multiply it. And I tell you, I live modesty, and I'm believing God for the greater. But I tell you, I have been faithful on what he's given me. Amen. And God has multiplied it. And as I was preparing this message, he gave me about giving thanks. And when they brought the fishes and the loaves, the five fishes and the five loaves, how he worked a miracle and he multiplied that little bit. Amen. After they gave it to the Lord, they prayed over it and they gave what? Thanks. So I want you to be grateful. I want you to be thanksgiving you on today, and know that if you sow it right, amen, you sow it where he tells you to sow it, amen, you give it where he told you to give it, you be a good steward of it, he will multiply it, amen. When they gave it to the Lord, they put it in his hand, amen, he multiplied it. And not only did he multiply it, it was more than enough. It was many, much left over, glory be to God. So I tell you, be encouraged on today on what the Lord is giving you, amen. Know where your brook is, amen. God commanded the raven to feed Elijah. Amen. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. And so we don't have to fret ourselves about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink. He said, for these are the things the Gentiles seek after. Amen. We don't want to be operating out of the flesh and just want things that will glorify or gratify the flesh. Amen. And I tell you, the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. I want you to remember that as well. The earth is the Lord, and a cattle on a thousand hill belongs to him. everything God has created, He created for Him, by Him, and by Him was nothing created. So God knows how to bring and send resources, amen? And that's the blessing about being in the promise of God, amen? And knowing that every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, and that our heritage, our inheritance, is among those that are sanctified. If you are of the household of faith, as I declared to you on yesterday, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Our inheritance is among those that are sanctified. Amen. And that was another reason why they gave the five fishes and the five loaves to the Lord, and it, so He could bless it. Amen. Everything that I have, I give to the Lord, and He blesses it. Amen. And He multiplies it. And He said he that had knew no lack, amen. And so I'm blessing and praising God for being content, amen. Yes, I desire the more of God. Yes, I want the fullness. I know where I'm at is not what God has for me. I know there's greater. Where you're at is a launching pad for where He's taking you, amen. But you also must be aware that you have the God of this world, amen. And the prophets of Baal and Baal worship, those who are only out for filthy lucre, amen, and greedy again, amen. So we have to really, really, really just thank and praise the Lord for what we have and be grateful. That's what Paul declared. If you have food and raiment, be therewith content, amen. And I tell you, you know, as Revelation says about the earth helping the woman, amen. The earth will yield her increase, amen. And so, as Jesus said, now is seed time and harvest. That will never end. And that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So we can't focus on just having money and revenue and being and having independence financially, but our life and our heart is wicked. That's what brings the stain of sin. That's what brings division, immorality. God wants us to be righteous, amen, and manifest His glory, manifest His righteousness according to, hallelujah, His deity and His character, which is always love and justice. Amen. And so I'm excited on today and to bring this to you. Amen. And I just want you to know that the Lord is hosting you. The Lord is hosting you. He is the Lord of hosts. He's hosting me in the earth realm. He said he that has ceased from sin has died to sin, has ceased from his own works. Amen. So we rest in the Lord. I rest in the Lord. And I encourage you on today, hallelujah, to give praise, give thanks, call it in. Glory be to God. Call in your harvest. Hallelujah. Decree and declare it. Amen. Praise the Lord for what He's already done, what is already being done, that's just going to be manifested. Continue to praise Him and thank Him for the source. Amen. For the source, amen. He knows how to bring what you need right to you, amen. He knows how to show you how to create those miracles, amen, for His glory, amen, for His glory. So I bid you peace, blessings, and love on today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I thank and praise God that that He's doing a new thing in your life. He's doing a new thing in my life, hallelujah, and it's springing forth now, hallelujah. God bless you. Peace, love, and blessings. And I will speak with you soon.